Boundaries as a form of honor, safety, and wisdom. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this session, we are talking about sexual integrity and boundaries with women. This is one of the most important topics in the whole course because many men confuse boundaries with distance, coldness, or fear. But in biblical reality, boundaries are not the enemy of love. Boundaries are often the shape love takes in a fallen world. A confident, organic man learns that honor requires shape. Desire needs order. Kindness needs clarity. Access needs wisdom. Presence needs self-control. Many men think, if I am a good guy and I mean well, that should be enough. But it is not enough to mean well if your actions create confusion, emotional dependency, false hope, secret closeness, or sexual tension without responsibility. A man can be sincere and still be unwise. He can be kind and still be blurry. He can be lonely and use female attention in ways that feel harmless at first but slowly become disordered. Scripture teaches that self-control is strength. In 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, we read, "Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Your body matters. Her body matters. Your words matter. Her safety matters. Your patterns matter before God. An organic Christian man does not treat women as trophies, emotional fuel, or casual access points. He learns to ask, what is fitting here? What is honorable here? What protects peace here? What prevents confusion here? That means boundaries in conversation, boundaries in texting, boundaries in timing, boundaries in emotional disclosure, boundaries in physical presence, boundaries in digital life, boundaries in ministry settings, boundaries in work settings, boundaries in friendship, boundaries in marriage. Boundaries do not destroy connection. They protect truthful connection. For example, if you are speaking with a woman who is not your wife, you do not need to create emotional intimacy that belongs in covenant. If you are drawn to a woman, you do not hide behind friendship while quietly feeding romantic hope without clarity. If you are married, you do not build secret emotional energy with another woman and call it harmless because nothing physical happened. If you are single, you do not keep a woman close just because her attention makes you feel stronger. Boundaries help a man stay integrated. They keep his desire under discipleship. They keep his loneliness from becoming entitlement. They keep his warmth from becoming suggestive. They keep his friendliness from becoming relational drift. Genesis 2:24 says, "For this cause a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Covenant has shape. Sexuality has shape. Access has shape. If covenant has a shape, then non-covenant relationships must also have wise shape. Healthy boundaries sound like this. I want to be respectful and clear. I do not want to create confusion. I value this friendship, so I want to keep it honorable. I should not be the person you go to for that kind of emotional dependence. Let's keep this in the light. Let's include others. Let's not move this into private territory. This is not weakness. This is masculine steadiness. A man can be strong without becoming hard and warm without becoming sexually confusing. What not to do. Do not act like boundaries are only for weak men. Do not assume chemistry gives you permission. Do not keep private access because it feels flattering. Do not let loneliness decide your relational structure. Do not create emotional closeness you are unwilling to define. Do not treat secrecy like innocence. Do not think sexual integrity only means avoiding physical sin. It also includes how you handle attention, access, imagination, energy, and suggestion. Peace is often stronger than performance. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either. He learns how to stand near women without surrendering his center. That is what boundaries help you do. They help you stay clear, peaceful, honorable, and free.